Hello, everyone, and welcome to my seventh podcast. I'm really excited to be coming to you today to be talking about my quilting retreat. I have to say that I feel very refreshed and very open-minded to lots of new things. So I wanted to welcome you again to Jackie's Quilting Chronicles. I hope you enjoy this episode. I'll be touching again on some social networking, which was one of the things that I did. Every year, 10 friends of mine and I go to a beautiful place in Connecticut for a quilting retreat. We have tons of fun. We go to down on the shoreline on Long Island Sound to a beautiful place that is very serene and calming, and we just had a fantastic time this year. The weather was with us, even though we were inside most of the time quilting, but we had the opportunity to get out and walk on the beach. We scheduled this quilting retreat during the time of a fair trade event at the center we go to, and we get to peruse all the crafts from around the world. So it's kind of nice. Plus the fact we get to see each other again to see what we've been up to during the year and to get lots of inspiration. This year was definitely no different from other years, and we had a blast. We kind of just bring projects that we've been working on or something new that we want to start. And the nice thing about having a retreat with friends is that you can get your opinions. You can get opinions from others. If you're not sure about fabric placement or color or pattern, I'll tell you, there's definitely no shortage of opinions. And my friends, boy, they have some great ideas. This year I brought with me a couple quilt tops to finish up that have been sitting in my closet. I'm sure none of you have any of that at home, unfinished projects. Well, I had quite a few. I brought a few, finished a few, didn't touch some other things, but I also made a new project too. My one friend, Erica, she taught all of us how to make a scrap bag. However, I actually didn't make one. Everybody else did. I didn't make one because Erica had made me mine. And I thought, you know what? I don't need to make one. I've got a really great one that she made, and she's the expert. So I watched while everybody else made, and boy, they really came out great. If you're not familiar with what a scrap bag is, it's like a little bag with a pin cushion that you set beside your sewing machine. So when you're taking those little snips of threads off of your sewing, you just throw it in the bag, and you can. It has a Velcro closure that matches up with where the pin cushion is, and you can just take that bag off at any time and empty it, so it's clean and you can start new again. Well, everybody that I go to retreat with has a very different style and very different fabrics, and they all came out beautiful. We lined them up at the end, even with mine that Erica had made, took pictures, and they're really quite lovely and functional too. And actually my roommate, she said, "You're not a real quilter until you have one of these scrap bags." I don't know if that's quite true, but we all got a laugh out of that. That was great. And now all of us have a scrap bag, so we can all bring them with us every time we go on retreat, which is great. There was another project that interestingly enough, I had purchased from a blogging friend of mine, Wanda, who her blog is exuberantcolor.blogspot.com. She does some fantastic work. Anyway, I think last year, probably around this time, she had made these really wonderful little pouches. And I use mine all the time. I bought it from her. I bought two. I bought one for myself and one for my friend. And I use it to put my rotary cutter, my scissors, my needles, my chalk, you know, any type of notion that I need to bring on to a class or to a quilting retreat. Anyway, I brought it with me, and my roommate, Diane, loved it. And she wanted to know what the pattern was. Well, I emailed Wanda, and she emailed me back, and she said it was a pattern from Indigo Junction called Kimmy. Well, apparently that pattern is no longer available. So Diane and I set out to figure out how to make this bag. Diane, I was in the middle of a project, so Diane started to figure out what to do, and she constructed one, and it came out beautiful. She made a second one with little tweaks from the first one, and then I went on and I made two. And the first one I made was a little smaller, a little more difficult to make if it was a little smaller because it has a zipper inside, so it was harder to get it over the machine and get that zipper on. And the second one, I made it to the specifications that we had initially plotted out. But those pictures of those will be up on my blog probably slightly after the beginning of December. Simply because one of them is a gift for someone, and I don't want to put a picture of it on the blog because I think that they might see it. So anyway, that was my new project that I had gotten done, which was fantastic. And I love the little pouch, and I think I probably will make more, and I might even sell some on my Etsy shop. I think they're just a very versatile bag. You can use them as cosmetic bags, notion bags, really anything. It's a great even pencil case for your kids. They can put their pencils, pens, and calculator and stuff in it. And they just would make a wonderful gift. So you can keep an eye out. Maybe you'll find one that you like on my Etsy shop at some point. So that was my new project to make. And everybody was in pillowcase fever mode. They were making pillowcases for many different reasons. One of the girls was making them is our guild that we belong to donates them to the Hole in the Wall Gang Camp. If you're not familiar with the Hole in the Wall Gang Camp, it is a wonderful camp for children with special needs and disabilities. It's holeinthewallgangcamp.org, I believe. But it is a wonderful place where kids can go during the summer. When they get there, they don't bring linens or anything like that. They go to their bed. They find these pillowcases already on their pillows. They get to take them home. And quilts are even made, too, for these kids. So anyway, this is a wonderful charity that our guild supports. And we currently have a target of 2,000 pillowcases this year. So if you're actually interested and you want to help out, please send me an email at Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, at cvquiltworks.com, and let me know if you'd like to make some pillowcases. I have a free pillowcase pattern on my blog. It's on the left-hand sidebar. If you go to my blog, cvquiltworks.blogspot.com, and you can grab that pillowcase pattern. If you send me an email, I can give you my address and you can send them to me. I've already received tons of pillowcases, and it really helps us to reach our goals and helps to put a smile on these kids' faces. So a lot of pillowcase making was going on during the retreat too, which is a lot of fun. And you could really get creative with some of the fabrics that are out there. There's tons of great novelty and children's fabrics out there to make these pillowcases. So while we're there too, one of the girls, she was making a beautiful Hunter Star quilt. She was doing a two-color quilt using a new, I don't even know if it's new, but a ruler that called Rapid Fire Hunter Star. I think you could Google it. The woman who makes them and has the patterns. Her name is Deb Tucker. But it was a fantastic way to make a Hunter star, and it was quite accurate. She made a beautiful, beautiful quilt. That's one of the things that she made. Another one of our retreaters was making some very improv-type pieces, and they were gorgeous. She had a couple on the design wall, and they're kind of like works in progress. If you were like me, you started on one project, finished it, then moved on to another. I tried to stay focused because I wanted to finish up some projects. I actually worked on one project. I was testing a pattern for a pattern designer. And you'll find out more about that when you read my blog, probably later in December. So you'll get to see the pattern and the actual quilt as well. It was a fun one to make. Some of the retreaters, they were making sweatshirt jackets, which were kind of neat. Double Irish chains were happening. Journal covers. Some people were finishing up quilts. So there's tons that you can do. Plus, we all got advice from one another. Going on a retreat, I'll tell you, to have uninterrupted sewing time with your friends, with good food, and in a wonderful place, nothing can beat that. We bounce ideas off of one another and get some really great feedback. I'll tell you, it's a talented group of ladies, and I enjoy being in their company every year. Just wonderful. So if you can ever find a chance to grab some of your friends, find a place big enough where you can cart your stuff to, your sewing machines and your projects, have a retreat. Ours keeps growing longer and longer every year. We started off 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and now we go Wednesday through Sunday, and next year we're going Tuesday through Sunday. We just have way too much fun. So I advise you highly to go ahead and try and do this. Check it out. I think it's another great form of social networking, and it just can't be beat. So anyway, I also wanted to announce today something that I'm really excited about. I kind of announced it a little bit over the retreat, and I'm starting to slowly announce it on my blog and all. But one of the places I had mentioned to you before that I had went to was Quilt Market, and I go every year in Houston, and this year I went with a definite purpose. I purchased bolts and bolts of fabric because I opened up an online fabric shop, and I'll tell you, I'm really, really excited about it. I'm starting off specializing in K-Facet fabrics, basically the K-Facet collective, which includes him, Brandon Mably, Philip Jacobs, Martha Negley, just to mention a few. I'm also carrying 1930s reproduction fabrics. And boy, what two ends of the spectrum can you get there? K-Facet and 1930s fabrics, they're just polar opposites almost. Plus, I have Kona cotton solids, and that stock will be ever growing. And I'm going to have my die-cut, pre-cut fabrics, too. You can get jelly rolls and charm packs and tumbler kits on my site as well from the fabrics that I have in stock. And I will also be carrying patterns. I'm anxiously waiting the arrival of Izzy and Ivy Designs. They make some beautiful, beautiful bags, and I purchased their patterns at Quilt Market, and I'm anxiously waiting to get them. As soon as I get them, I'm hoping they're going to be here today. They will be up on the website for you to purchase, and I can't wait to make one out of some K-Facet fabrics. They're just gorgeous bags. I think you'll be as excited as I am about them. So check me out. My fabrics shop online at www.cvquiltworks.com. And when you go on through the end of November, you can use a special coupon code to get 10% off your order. The coupon code you want to use is LOVEFABRIC. But that's not love, L-O-V-E. It's L-U-V-F-A-B-R-I-C. So plug that in when you're going through checkout, and 10% will automatically be deducted from your order. And if you live in the area, you know me, and you want to pick it up, just hit your in-store pickup option. It'll save you shipping and handling. I'll have it all pre-cut, ready for you to pick up. I'll call you and let you know what time to come grab it. So that is what I've been up to, and I'm really excited about it. I hope you check it out, and check it out often because it's changing. I'm expecting more bolts of fabric in as we speak. So the site will be ever changing. I hope you like it. It's been one of my dreams, and I'm hoping it really goes well. So anyway, I hope you all enjoyed this podcast, and grab some friends, get together, even if you can't get away, even for a day, just get your friends together in your house and get some sewing done. I hope this has inspired you, and I look forward to talking with you all next time. Drop me an email. Give me some suggestions. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Jackie. Happy quilting.